Yellowstone has seen several large fires this summer, and crews are using everything at their disposal to manage them. Fighting wildfires increasingly relies on new technology like drones and a web program that traces every lightning strike in real time. But in the Black Hills of northeastern Wyoming, the most basic of technology is still relied on, the human eye. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen visited some of the few remaining fire lookout towers in the state.
Warren Peak Lookout Tower is 6 miles northwest of Sundance. It's about 6,700 feet, and it's breezy.
That's the wind whipping around the tower.
Karen Malloy is the lookout for Warren Peak. It's her 11th season. She's worked at towers across the country. Her first assignment was in college.
I loved it. I mean, it was a primitive tower. We had like 2 visitors all summer long. Had my son, my pack of dogs. We hiked all the time. I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it.
But finding tower jobs isn't as easy as it once was. Wyoming used to have more than 12 active towers. Now there are 3, 2 of which are in the Black Hills National Forest. The main reason for the drop is because of changes in technology. But that technology can be expensive and is not always reliable. But humans, on the other hand, are still an accurate and direct way to detect fires.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Barb Peterson is Karen Malloy's neighbor. She operates Cement Ridge Lookout, which is just east of Warren Peak Lookout. She and Malloy work at least 5 days a week at their towers, more if there are active fires. The tools they use are simple. Binoculars, spotting scopes, maps, and 2-way radios.
You know, you do a lot of your lookout duties when you're looking around your terrain just with your natural eye.
When they do spot smoke, they also use a tool called the Firefinder. It, too, is not the most advanced technology. It was first developed in the 1920s, but it's still quite accurate. Peterson says she can then relay to fire crews the location of the smoke within minutes of a fire starting.
It doesn't take much, does it? No. And it works. It's real effective.
The job is about more than spotting fires. Weather in the Black Hills can change quickly. And Malloy says sometimes it can be extreme.
We had a red flag day. County was all burning up. And I clocked sustained of 77 and gusts to 92. So nothing really fazes me after that summer.
The sweeping views from the tower give lookout staff a unique awareness of incoming weather. Depending on conditions, they collect weather data every hour. And that data isn't just useful to fire crews. Loggers or archaeologists working in the area can't always see severe weather rolling in. But Peterson says she can.
All they have to do is tell me that, you know, Barb, I'm going to be working over here in Pole Cabin this afternoon. Would you keep an eye on the weather for me? Yeah, absolutely. What kind of lead time you need in order to get out?
The Black Hills are also a popular tourist spot. Both Warren Peak and Cement Ridge Towers are accessible by gravel road, and that means thousands of people come to see the views. Malloy says she often spends part of her day teaching visitors about the history of the area, almost like a park ranger.
You get to meet so many cool people. I try to get folks to sign my register. I tell them no one ever looks at it but me. I've had people from England up this summer. I had a girl from Tibet up here one summer.
But when there aren't any visitors, the wind has died down, and staff is caught up on lookout duties, it's quiet. Peterson says that's partly what attracted her to the job.
I really like solitude. I like peace and quiet. I like being out in the outdoors and just listening to what's happening. And usually there's not too much going on, but you know, every once in a while you hear a bird squawk or a coyote.
Malloy says the job is sometimes stressful, but not always.
It's peaceful. I'm on top of the world. I have the best office in the world.
For now, the towers are staffed. Cement Ridge just celebrated the 75th anniversary of its finished construction. But as technology continues to evolve, the towers may not be here 75 years from now. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.